Thank you for inviting me to testify before you today on an issue which I've spent a lot of time on over the past 10 years. I recognize the tremendous importance of WERDA and the urgency, but I am also feeling that way about passing meaningful reform of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. 7 years ago, my friend from Montana, Chairman Senator Baucus, and former EPW Chairman Senator Bob Smith, committed to helping me move forward on Corps reform. Back then, I never would have guessed that enacting Corps reform would take longer than enacting campaign finance reform. However, as Senator Inhofe indicated, we have made progress in this vital effort. In WERDA 2000, I agreed to a National Academy of Sciences study on independent review. We have received this study, along with many others calling for reform. And then since 2001, I've introduced 7 reform bills with my colleagues, including Senators McCain and Ensign and former Senators Daschle and Smith. And last year, I was able to work with this committee, and in particular, Senators Inhofe and Jeffords and Bond and Baucus, to include many key reforms in the WERDA bill that passed the Senate. We were also able to pass a much-needed independent review amendment on the Senate floor. And I'm especially appreciative of the work done by the co-sponsors of that amendment, Senators McCain and Carper, Lieberman, Collins, Snow, and former Senator Jeffords, in ensuring its passage. I also want to thank the members of this committee, including Chairman Boxer, Chairman Baucus, and Senators Carper, Clinton, Lautenberg, Voinovich, and Alexander for supporting that independent review amendment. As we look forward to a possible WERDA 2007, I'd like to again remind my colleagues of the need for reform and the minimum reforms that must be enacted. Since 1994, more than 30 major reports have been issued calling for reforming the Corps and or pointing out stunning flaws in Corps projects and project studies. Rather than reading the names of those reports, I'd ask that the full list of these reports be placed in the record. Just 1 year ago, the GAO issued a scathing report on the Corps' planning process. I also ask that the entire report entitled Corps of Engineers Observations on Planning and Project Management Processes for the Civil Works Program be placed in the record.
Without objection.
Unfortunately, neither the GAO nor any of a number of other expert reform witnesses were called to testify today. But the GAO found that recent Corps project studies, quote, were fraught with errors, mistakes, and miscalculations, and used invalid assumptions and outdated data. Generally, GAO found that the Corps studies understated costs and overstated benefits, and therefore did not provide a reasonable basis for decision-making, end of quote. As the nation bore witness in August 2005, the failing at the Corps has very real consequences. As we all know, Hurricane Katrina produced one of the most tragic and costly disasters in our nation's history. But the problems caused by Katrina in New Orleans were largely the result of human, not natural, intervention. Water resources project authorized by Congress and planned by the Corps led to significant losses in Louisiana's coastal wetlands that were not available to help buffer Katrina's storm surge. An underused Corps-built navigation channel funneled and intensified that surge into New Orleans. The hurricane protection levees planned and built by the Corps encouraged the development of high-risk areas that suffered the brunt of Katrina's flooding. And now it is tragically clear that the city's fate was sealed by the Corps' faulty design and engineering of the flood wall and levees that were supposed to protect the city. All of this happened despite Congress sending a significant amount of money to Louisiana water projects. In the 5 years preceding Katrina, Louisiana water projects received $1.9 billion, far more than was received by any other state, but only a pittance went to bolstering the city's levees. We can and must do better. The evidence supporting reform is overwhelming. The bill that Senator McCain and I introduced last month, S-564, would correct the failings at the Corps and provide clear policy directives to ensure that Corps projects protect our communities and the environment and make sound use of our scarce federal resources. My bill would institute the independent review language that passed the Senate last year as an amendment. That provision was carefully designed to ensure reliable and meaningful independent review of costly or controversial Corps projects. The provision establishes clear review triggers, ensures the independence of the review panels, and also responds to the National Academy of Sciences' caution that independent peer review panels must have the benefit of public comment on a draft Corps report if the panel's review is to be meaningful. I had asked that a letter I recently received from Dr. Schaubman, the chair of the NEA study, be inserted in the record at this point.
Without objection.
The provision also establishes an outside safety assurance review for critical flood damage reduction projects. My bill would also modernize the principles and guidelines that form the basis for how Corps projects are planned. It would also improve the way Corps projects' impacts are mitigated. Though mitigation requirements were put in place in WERDA in 1986, The loopholes still need to be closed and language strengthened to ensure proper mitigation when core projects damage the environment. Weaker versions of both of these reforms were, in fact, included in last year's bill that we passed in the Senate. For the benefit of hardworking taxpayer, my bill would also institute a system to prioritize projects so that those of the highest national interest are funded and completed on a timely schedule. Now, during last year's worded debate, Chairman Baucus called for a robust program of independent peer review and project prioritization. I couldn't agree more. He pointed out that the Corps currently has a $58 billion project backlog and a $2 billion a year project budget. At that pace, it would take the Corps roughly 30 years just to work through the backlog of projects, end of quote. We must come to grips with the need to manage the list of deserving projects so that we can complete projects on schedule and according to the greatest need and merit. I appreciate the commitment I have from Chairman Boxer to work together to develop a mechanism to prioritize projects that would address her concerns with the prioritization provision in my bill, and I have found it very easy to work with her on these kinds of issues, and I'm hoping we can come together on that in the future. It is essential that Congress come up with a way of determining how best to allocate scarce taxpayer dollars among water projects. We have an historic opportunity to reform the beleaguered Corps, and we must seize this chance. Just as we cannot afford to look the other way, we also cannot go weak on reform just to get a bill through. I would ask my friends sitting on this committee, I'm sure you want to ensure that projects in your state aren't the next national headline. Just yesterday, a New Orleans Times-Picayune editorial, which I would like to insert for the record, admonished the House for sticking to its pre-Katrina reforms. We have a responsibility to our constituents to do better than that. We must enact meaningful reforms in this year's WERDA. I again thank the committee for letting me testify and look forward to working with you. I do have to go to the Judiciary Committee at this time, and I certainly appreciate being able to speak ahead of some of the other senators, which I know is quite a courtesy. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, thank you, Senator.